Today is Monday, August 3rd, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, sometimes, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Grab Some Nuts Day. I bet Big Fatty grabs some nuts. He would probably use that if it wasn't for my damn background music. Can you imagine how Big Fatty would celebrate Grab Some Nuts Day? In fact, I think he probably grabbed some nuts over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Regardless, it's also National Georgia Day, National Hair Gloss Day, and National Watermelon Day. I'm not a huge fan of watermelon. Surprise. I eat everything that I say that I'm not a huge fan of, I eat. But it's not on my short list of things that I love. And one of my least favorite fruits is watermelon. And the reason is not, it's not what you might expect, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I don't like watermelon very much is because of the damn seeds. Because it's so much work. I don't want to swallow a seed. It grosses me. It freaks me out to think of a seed. One of my childhood friends told me one time. She said, you know, if you swallow a seed, it will germinate and grow in your body. And you'll have a watermelon or whatever the case may be growing in your stomach. And so I don't believe that, obviously. I don't believe that, but for whatever reason, that has stuck in my head. And so now when I eat things with seeds, I don't want to swallow the seeds. It's just a thing. I don't know if they're related or not. I'm not really sure. But it is what it is. Well, we had a weekend. I'm recording on a Sunday. And we didn't really do... I'm trying to think what we did. We did do something, actually. We went to see a comedian. What am I talking about? I didn't do anything in the morning because I was going to mow. And then I got up and I looked and it was still not as tall as I would like it to be to mow it. And I thought, you know what? It'll wait until Monday. And so I'm going to mow on Monday, which is tomorrow. It's today as you're listening to this. In fact, by the time you've listened to this, I may have already mowed the lawn. I'm just looking here to see because I have Cartagena day 1 through 4 and I think we went over 4. Yeah, because there was a lady with a big bowl of fruit on her head. But so I think we're cruise day 1 now. Daniel was saying, Adam, you're never going to get to the cruise. So yeah, we went to see a comedian over the weekend and he was okay. He was one of those TikTok comedians. And you see all their best clips on TikTok or YouTube Shorts or Instagram or, you know, whatever it is that you're looking at, because they always release the videos on multiple platforms, which is, you know, what they should do. And we go there. We drove. It's about an hour and a half away, so we drove an hour and a half. It's a 4 p.m. show. And... So we get there about 3:00 or 3:15 and you have to order 2 items off the menu per person. That's the rule. And so we decided that was going to be an early dinner for us, which is super early because we were eating at around 3:30. By the time we ordered and they brought the food out, we were eating around 3:30. I got a burger. It was actually a really good burger. I really enjoyed it, actually. The fries were good. They were crispy. They were hot. We got fried pickles. The fried pickles were good. Now, there is a little bit of a controversy on the fried pickles because I prefer and really think that the only pickles that should be fried are pickle chips, the round chips. There are some out there that will fry a pickle spear, and I do not believe that pickle spears should be fried. I don't believe in pickle spears. I don't like them. I like slices of pickle. I do not like spears of pickle in general. but I certainly don't like them fried. But these were salty enough that it carried the dill pickle flavor, and they were good. Because the problem with dill pickle spears is sometimes the center of the pickle is not as dill pickly. And so when you bite in, you're getting like a fried cucumber instead of a fried dill pickle. But the chips are have a very concentrated dill flavor. This is my theory anyway. But let's go ahead and go to, so the pickles were fine. We sat next to this twink, very cute twink. He did talk to us. He was nice, but Mark and I we're not big talkers. So we said hi and, you know, all of that, but we didn't carry on the conversation. If Daniel had been there, he would have carried on the conversation. He would have found out, you know, what the guy did for a living. Where was his girlfriend? You know, was he single or did he have a girlfriend? You know, who'd he come here with? You know, whatever. He was by himself, though. And we didn't want to, we're just introverts. We don't really talk to people. So he was cute. We said hello. We said a couple of niceties or whatever you want to say back and forth. And then we kind of sat there and minded our own business. But let's go ahead and talk about cruise day one. So this is either Cartagena day 5 or cruise day 1. So we were still in Cartagena and we decided that we were going to try the pool on our last day because we wanted to use it. And I don't know if I, let's see, after, oh yeah, yeah. We did use the pool, but I guess we did breakfast first. So let's go back. We did breakfast. And there's a story that apparently is all the rage in among the podcast, because everybody wants me to tell this story on their podcast. But the breakfast was a buffet, and there was an outdoor seating area in a nice, lovely courtyard. And there was an indoor seating area. And most of the buffet itself was indoors. So you would leave your table, as you do, get a plate, go to the buffet, get whatever you want, come back. And then, you know, you may leave your food there and go back and get a drink or whatever the case may be. And so I did that. I got a bunch of food on my plate, put my plate down. I don't know about you guys. I'm such a creature of habit. When I go to a buffet, whatever I get on day one is going to be what I get on day 2 through 5. It's going to be, if I like what I get on day one, I'm going to repeat that. I mean, the same. I did this thing. I got a piece of ham every day, a single solitary piece of ham. And I, for some reason on day one, I thought, you know what? Capers. There were some capers there. They had olives and capers and other things. And I'm like, you know what? Capers sound really good on top of that ham. And so I put capers on top. So every day that we were in the hotel, I put capers on top of ham as one of my things. Got olives. I got, you know, eggs. I got pastries and different things. But it was the same thing every day. I'm such a predictable person, especially when it comes to food. So anyway, I go back to get some juice and I come back and Mark says, a bird swooped down and grabbed your roll and took it off your plate. We tried to shoo it away, but we couldn't. We couldn't get to it fast enough. It got the roll and it dropped it in this water over there. And there, sure enough, there was the roll bobbing up and down in the water. And the birds had all gathered around the roll because I think I've mentioned earlier in the previous podcast that these birds were a thing. They feed them, they whatever. But, you know, several of my, Joe and Daniel both thought for some reason that Mark should have saved my roll somehow. But Mark couldn't get to the bird in time. So anyway, they're blackbirds. I think they're crows and they're very smart. Crows are very smart and they're cute. I don't mind them having my roll. It was a buffet. I can go back and get another roll. I probably am one of those people that would have fed the birds from my table. So it's okay. It's okay. So after breakfast, we use the pool. The pool is very nice. It's in the middle of the hotel. It's another courtyard area, except it's a pool instead of a courtyard. But there's building all the way around the pool. We went back, finished packing, checked out, got in our Uber, and went to the port to get on the cruise ship. We had a lot of immigration points. Oh, I'm going to run out of time. Gosh. We had a lot of immigration points, and we had to show our passport at least 3 or 4 times. And it was so hot outside. We were standing outside for quite a while. So it was kind of cool because we went through this one part that was an aviary or is an aviary at the port. And so there were all these birds. There were peacocks walking around. There were all of these birds flying all over, you know, tropical birds and stuff like that. So that was kind of cool. And it was right there in the port area. But we did have to show our passport a lot, and it was hot. And there was only one line for non-Colombian citizens. And so anyway, all right, well, we're going to have to wrap it up there. And then I will finish this on tomorrow's episode. I'm going to have to mark where I was so that I don't forget where I was. But anyway, here we go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.